Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6, the Bible says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." There is a term that I want to use today. The term is brainwash. Brainwash is defined as the process of pressuring someone into adopting radically different beliefs by using systematic and forcible means. For a long time now, brainwashing has been associated with only a bad connotation. Our world has gotten so bad and so far from God and the truth that I believe that we're in need of a real brainwashing. People's minds are so sinful and evil and nasty that people's minds really do need to be washed. In this world of the redefining of terms, training people to do right is now considered brainwashing. God tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. The word train is much like the word brainwash. The word train means to narrow, to squeeze, to discipline, or to make someone do something. In a world of no rules, unless it is to restrict someone's rules that are stricter than yours, God tells us to train children in the way they should go. We have a world that is offended, scared, angry, and wanting to wipe away truth. They want to change history. They've rewritten history in redefined terms. And we've been led to believe that higher education means you have your mind open to broader views. God says training requires narrower views. We have a well-educated, stupid, untrained society that can't stand and withstand anything. The world is so far away from God and truth that taking children to church, even when they don't want to go, is considered cruel and brainwashing. These are the same people who will force them to go to school every day so they can be educated or, in my opinion, indoctrinated with everything except that which is right. You see, they say, well, you can't legislate morality, but it's fine for them to legislate immorality. They want to be God and decide what's right and wrong. They don't want to let God be God. God tells us to train children in the way they should go. This does not mean that when they're old enough to make their own decisions that we force them to do what we want. I'm talking about when they leave our homes, when they become adults. But it does mean that while we have them, we're to train them. We would use the term so that they have a core belief that is right, that eventually that core training, that core belief will keep them going a right direction. Our job is to train them, not police them after they start living their own life. God uses the word train. For instance, when my children were small, we had to teach them to use the washroom. They call that potty training. Well, I have a 32-year-old son, a 28-year-old son, and a 26-year-old daughter. And when they use the washroom, they don't call mommy and daddy to tell us that they went to the bathroom so we can clap our hands and say, yay. We train them so that they don't have to do that. God uses the word train. The world wants you to believe that Christianity is brainwashing. You know what? I'm not afraid of that term because I don't want to think like the world thinks. If I could wash people's brains of the filth and the sin and the immorality and the evil of this world, is that so bad? Is it so wrong to teach and preach and train people by the word of God to live right and decent and moral? Is it so terrible to want people to live so that God could bless them eternally instead of living the way they do now? Let me give you three or four thoughts today. Number one, training is the narrow focus until it becomes reflexive. Then right response can take place anywhere. The military would call this core belief. It's what your subconscious will do when under extreme pressure or life and death situations. That's what happens to a young person when they go to basic training in the military. They take what is a natural response and they work that out of them so that they will one day under fire, under battle, walk into battle, not walk away from battle. You see, they have to change their core belief. They have live fire exercises. They have teamwork. They have trust. And you don't ask them to make their own decision. They are forcing them to have a new mindset. It's amazing to me that people have spent more time and money on training their animals, their dogs, than they do their own children. We'll break a horse or train or brainwash a horse so that we can ride it and be safe, but we want our kids to have free rein of whatever. Parents, God tells us to train children in the way they should go, not let them do what they want, not telling them that, well, we don't want them to hate God, so we won't give them any guidance spiritually. Why do we let children or teenagers dictate training? We're supposed to know more than they do. We are to train them. Number two, our job is to instill a spiritual core belief in as many people as we can. This means, first of all, we need to get the gospel to them. They need to get saved so that they can have a spirit. That means we're to witness, we're to get the gospel out, to pass tracts out, to knock on doors and tell people about Jesus Christ. We need to keep church before our children and as many people as we can and get them involved in the Bible. Culture is not as important as truth is. My Bible says at Psalm 119:11 that we're to hide the word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against him. You see, we need to teach people to read the Bible, to memorize the Bible, to be in Sunday school and to be in church every time there's services so that we can live more like God wants than we want. Proverbs 1:10 says we need to keep the right friends. Proverbs 3:5 and 6, we're to trust God and not our ways. You know, if we can put these core beliefs into people to where it becomes reflexive, maybe they'll live right when the hard time comes. And lastly, core belief can be changed. You can teach old dogs new tricks. It takes aggressive training. It takes right action under controlled stress. Modern education calls for an open and broad mind. Well, like Brother Roloff used to say, a broad mind on a narrow road means your mind's in the gutter on both sides. God says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 15, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go thereby, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few things be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. You know, maybe we need to decide we're going to train. Brainwash. Don't be afraid of the label. This world needs a good brainwashing. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.